Part 4. You will hear an interview with a person who investigates unusual incidents during flights. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Now, I get quite nervous when I have to fly. Any small bump is enough to make me sweat. But if that's what a little turbulence does to me, imagine how I would have felt on BA Flight 9 on its way from Java to Perth in Australia. Here to tell us what happened on that particular flight is aeronautics engineer Graham Gould. Welcome, Graham.
It's good to be here. I'm sure you would have done more than sweat if you'd been on board that flight. The plane took off perfectly, but soon afterwards, when the climb had been completed, the crew noticed brilliant white sheets of light round the aircraft. Smoke entered the cabin, causing the passengers' eyes to water, and Engine 4 lit up before catching fire. Then the captain turned Engine 4 off.
Oh, just the thought of that gives me the shivers. What happened next?
The flight attendants came round to reassure the passengers that there was only a minor problem. After all, a 747 can fly on three engines.
That's what I've heard. I suppose it could have been worse.
And that's what it did get. Worse. Much worse. Soon after Engine 4 was switched off, Engines 2, 1 and 3 failed. The plane was soon left with no power 10 kilometres above the Indian Ocean.
How did the captain react? He must have had training for this kind of situation.
Well, yes and no. He'd had practice for this kind of event in a flight simulator on the ground, but the training is only effective if what you practice in a simulator actually happens in reality. In this case, it didn't. The autopilot, for example, should have switched off immediately, but it didn't. This caused confusion at first, but the crew didn't have time to work out why it had stayed on, or indeed why other strange things were happening. They could only try to restart the engines.
And what would happen if they couldn't?
The crew knew they only had about 10 chances to get the engine going. The captain decided to turn back to the nearest airport, Jakarta, but even that was too far away if he couldn't start the engines. The passengers weren't told what was happening, but they could feel the plane dropping. It was almost silent without the engines. The fear that they had turned into acceptance.
Do you mean they'd lost all hope?
Yes. There was no shouting or panic. Even when a steward came to calm them, they didn't respond. Back in the cockpit, the captain, co-pilot and engineer were trying to restart the engines, but they had another problem. The engines on a 747 can only be restarted when the plane is going at certain speeds, but the airspeed indicators were giving different speeds, so the captain didn't know whether they were travelling at the right speed for an engine restart.
Oh no! It seems that everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
I'm afraid that wasn't the end of it. The pressure warning came on, which meant that air wasn't being pumped around the plane. The oxygen masks came down in the cockpit, but the engineer's mask wasn't working because as he pulled it down, it got separated from the tube it had been attached to. The captain then had no choice but to go down to 20,000 feet quickly so that the masks wouldn't be needed. It was the only decision he could make, as the oxygen to the passengers' masks wasn't working properly.
I'm not sure whether I want to hear what happened next.
Basically, the passengers were informed of the situation. They were told that if the engines couldn't be restarted quickly, the plane would be turned away from Java to land in the sea. The captain was left with the difficult decision of when to give up trying to restart the engines.
How did he make this decision?
Luckily, he didn't need to. Not then, anyway. As quickly as it had stopped, engine four started up again.
And that was all they needed, wasn't it? A jet plane can land with just one engine, can't it?
Under normal circumstances, it can, but there were mountains between the plane and the airport. One engine couldn't give them enough power to get over these mountains.
So they had to head out to sea?
No. At 10,000 feet, engine three started, and then engines one and two began to work. All the power came back on, so the captain decided to take the plane up.
So they got down without any more problems?
Not quite. The strange lights reappeared, and they lost engine four again. Also, the windows were scratched, which prevented the captain from seeing the runway properly. And some equipment at the airport to help the plane land at the right angle wasn't working. Despite these problems, everyone got down safe and sound.
What had caused all these problems?
The captain and crew came back the next morning and went through the paperwork to check if they'd been at fault. Then, three of the engines were examined back in Wales, where experts found volcanic material in them. On the night of the flight, a volcano on Java had erupted, and the ash had been responsible for the bright lights and engine failure. Fortunately, the engines are designed to let plenty of air through them, and when the engines stopped working, the ash cooled down and was blown out by the wind.
That's a great ending, Graham.
Yes, it is. And all the passengers on that flight regularly keep in touch, even now.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Now, I get quite nervous when I have to fly. Any small bump is enough to make me sweat. But if that's what a little turbulence does to me, imagine how I would have felt on BA Flight 9 on its way from Java to Perth in Australia. Here to tell us what happened on that particular flight is aeronautics engineer Graham Gould. Welcome, Graham.
It's good to be here. I'm sure you would have done more than sweat if you'd been on board that flight. The plane took off perfectly, but soon afterwards, when the climb had been completed, the crew noticed brilliant white sheets of light round the aircraft. Smoke entered the cabin, causing the passengers' eyes to water, and engine four lit up before catching fire. Then the captain turned engine four off.
Oh, just the thought of that gives me the shivers. What happened next?
The flight attendants came round to reassure the passengers that there was only a minor problem. After all, a 747 can fly on three engines.
That's what I've heard. I suppose it could have been worse.
And that's what it did get. Worse. Much worse. Soon after engine four was switched off, engines two, one and three failed. The plane was soon left with no power 10 kilometres above the Indian Ocean.
How did the captain react? He must have had training for this kind of situation.
Well, yes and no. He'd had practice for this kind of event in a flight simulator on the ground, but the training is only effective if what you practice in a simulator actually happens in reality. In this case, it didn't. The autopilot, for example, should have switched off immediately, but it didn't. This caused confusion at first, but the crew didn't have time to work out why it had stayed on, or indeed why other strange things were happening. They could only try to restart the engines.
And what would happen if they couldn't?
The crew knew they only had about 10 chances to get the engine going. The captain decided to turn back to the nearest airport, Jakarta, but even that was too far away if he couldn't start the engines. The passengers weren't told what was happening, but they could feel the plane dropping. It was almost silent without the engines. The fear that they had turned into acceptance.
Do you mean they'd lost all hope?
Yes. There was no shouting or panic. Even when a steward came to calm them, they didn't respond. Back in the cockpit, the captain, co-pilot and engineer were trying to restart the engines, but they had another problem. The engines on a 747 can only be restarted when the plane is going at certain speeds, but the airspeed indicators were giving different speeds, so the captain didn't know whether they were travelling at the right speed for an engine restart.
Oh, no! It seems that everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
I'm afraid that wasn't the end of it. The pressure warning came on, which meant that air wasn't being pumped around the plane. The oxygen masks came down in the cockpit, but the engineer's mask wasn't working because as he pulled it down, it got separated from the tube it had been attached to. The captain then had no choice but to go down to 20,000 feet quickly so that the masks wouldn't be needed. It was the only decision he could make, as the oxygen to the passengers' masks wasn't working properly.
I'm not sure whether I want to hear what happened next.
Basically, the passengers were informed of the situation. They were told that if the engines couldn't be restarted quickly, the plane would be turned away from Java to land in the sea. The captain was left with the difficult decision of when to give up trying to restart the engines.
How did he make this decision?
Luckily, he didn't need to. Not then, anyway. As quickly as it had stopped, engine four started up again.
And that was all they needed, wasn't it? A jet plane can land with just one engine, can't it?
Under normal circumstances, it can. But there were mountains between the plane and the airport. One engine couldn't give them enough power to get over these mountains.
So they had to head out to sea?
No. At 10,000 feet, engine 3 started, and then engines 1 and 2 began to work. All the power came back on, so the captain decided to take the plane up.
So they got down without any more problems?
Not quite. The strange lights reappeared, and they lost engine 4 again. Also, the windows were scratched, which prevented the captain from seeing the runway properly. And some equipment at the airport to help the plane land at the right angle wasn't working. Despite these problems, everyone got down safe and sound.
What had caused all these problems?
The captain and crew came back the next morning and went through the paperwork to check if they'd been at fault. Then, three of the engines were examined back in Wales, where experts found volcanic material in them. On the night of the flight, a volcano on Java had erupted, and the ash had been responsible for the bright lights and engine failure. Fortunately, the engines are designed to let plenty of air through them, and when the engines stopped working, the ash cooled down and was blown out by the wind.
That's a great ending, Graham.
Yes, it is. And all the passengers on that flight regularly keep in touch, even now.
That is the end of part 4.